For about a year now, an upstart theater company has been doing some roundtable theatrical readings in Las Vegas with the ultimate goal of bringing professional theater and contemporary plays to the Las Vegas Valley. And tomorrow they take it to the stage as they present an anniversary reading of the critically acclaimed play Belleville. The show is free and open to the public. We have information at knprnews.org. And joining us now to talk about the play are two members of the cast. Ari Phillips plays Aliyun. Welcome, Ari. Good
Hello.
To have you here. And Sean Martin is, we're going to read the character of Zach. Sean, thank you very much for
thank
being here
Thank you too. For having us.
Also with us is Artistic Director Anne-Marie Perez. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about public fit. Your company is, as I understand, it's about a year old.
Yes.
The ambition is to bring professional theater to the Valley. When you say professional theater, what do you mean by that? What will set you apart?
Well, there's a lot of really good community theater in this particular valley, but what makes professional theater is that we want to really pay our actors. There are so many wonderful performers in this town because of all the big production shows on the Strip, and while they're doing these big production shows, there's not a venue for them to be able to do straight legitimate theater. So we want to kind of open that up for them so that they can work their actor chops.
Mm-hmm. There are some theaters like Nevada Conservatory Theater in Las Vegas, Little Theater, that use paid actors. But this, it sounds like, is something different.
Yes, they do bring in guest artists from the regional theaters or New York to work on those stages. But we want to use local talent.
Okay, so ultimately we're talking about a real regional theater, standalone theater building, equity actors, visiting designers from out of state. Does all of that fit into the scheme?
Yeah, we would like to use all of those variables, but we're really, really concerned about using local equity actors, local professional designers, local professional directors, so that we can really build a local cultural theatrical community.
So and is there a theater that you can compare this to? I mean, is it like Steppenwolf in Chicago or the Guthrie in Minneapolis or the Alley Theater?
Yeah, we actually are modeling our theater after Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf started in a basement, a church basement in the 1970s, and now they're one of the most prolific theater companies in the U.S.
And they've produced a few actors, too.
Yes.
A lot of us have heard of.
John Malkovich, mm-hmm. Gary Sinise. Yes.
Yeah, it's not a bad roster. So what do you hope to bring to the community with this theater as you get public?
Well, we want to do current, contemporary, edgy theater. We want to have a downtown vibe similar to the vibe that maybe be happening in Chicago or in L.A. or New York. We want to bring that vibe to Las Vegas.
What about the name, A Public Fit? What does it mean?
Well, it's exactly as it sounds. We want to have a public fit in the theater community. We want to challenge our audiences with the type of material that we're doing. And we also want to choose material that's going to fit the public. We really care about what this the Las Vegas theatrical community cares about in terms of storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Ari Phillips and Sean Martin, what's important about bringing contemporary theater to the Las Vegas Valley? I mean, what do you see in this that is not being done elsewhere in this community?
Well, I think we've all seen the crazy success of the Smith Center. So there's obviously a call for culture and theater and true theater and true art in this valley. So I think any more we can contribute to that would be awesome.
Now, Ari and Sean, you're both Las Vegans?
15 years now.
15 years now.
Yeah. I was born in Vegas and have traveled about, but here I am again.
But you're a native. Yeah. For this town, that's the rarest of things, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not common.
So what do you see as for the two of you as actors? I mean, are you seeing something in public fit that presents an opportunity for you that you don't find elsewhere in this region? I mean, have you had to go up places other than Las Vegas to practice your craft?
Well, right. I'm new to acting. I'm actually a stand-up comic for 8 years, but I'm new to acting. Professor Perez, my first acting teacher, so working with her again. But in a short-term answer, I would say work, perhaps. Yeah. Because at this level, you know, no one from the Smith Center is going to be calling me. I can't speak for Sean. But, yeah, just, you know, work at another level. But it's with the production value and the people who are involved in it, it's like I would be at the Smith Center. You know, there is nothing that was skimped upon. You know, it's not like mm-hmm. children putting on a play at, you know.
Now, I want to ask you about your background in just a couple of minutes. But Anne-Marie Porath, talk about Belleville, this play by Amy Herzog that you're reading on Friday. Why did you pick this piece?
Well, I think the New York Times really captures what type of play it is. It's been called a Hitchcockian thriller. And the reason why I like this particular piece, without giving any plot points away, is that there's a lot of mystery in this piece. It's about a relationship between a young couple in their late 20s. And I think one of the main themes in this particular play is that sometimes the people that we think that we know best often end up being strangers to us.
That sounds pretty Hitchcocky.
Yes. So I'll just kind of leave it at that.
That sounds like a lot of Hitchcock, come to think of it.
Yes.
And Rebecca and North by Northwest, lots and lots of stories. Well, tell us about the couple at the heart of the story, who they are.
Well, they're a young couple, like I said, in their late 20s. And they, on the surface, they seem to be getting along marvelously. They have a lot of chemistry. They're very playful. And it seems like they really, really love each other. So Abby has been supporting Zach through medical school. And now, because of his training, it's taken them to Belleville, France, where he is now part of the organization Doctors Without Borders. And so that's really the setup of the play. That's where the play begins.
Mm. And you picked Sean Martin for the role of Zach.
Yes.
Tell us what he brings to the role.
Well, Sean Martin is a true professional. He's a very primal actor. He has a lot of experience. He's an intelligent actor. And we have a long history together, working together, so we kind of speak the same language. So we work very fast. We have a shorthand, and so in that way it makes the process very easy and very enjoyable.
Sean Martin, I hear I'm a primal, your primal actor. A guy could take that one of a couple different ways.
Was it primal or primate?
But you and Anne-Marie have developed a shorthand.
I've known Anne-Marie since undergrad when we just did, we performed together, I think, in one or two small pieces. And then several years went by, and then we reconnected on some other theatrical work as director-actor and then as director-assistant director. And primal is no insult. I understand exactly what it means. And
that's good, good, good. Now, Ari Phillips, as you mentioned a couple of moments ago, stand-up comedian.
Stand-up comic, so, indeed, yes.
How do you translate that background into a Hitchcockian-type thriller?
I really think comics, personally, I think they're great actors, personally, great natural actors, because I think it's very hard to have comedic timing and to actually do that. So I think
is that something that you bring to things like this? Is that kind of comedic timing where it's just got to be just hair-raisingly precise?
Well, not precise in that fact, but I think that bringing just like Professor Porath was saying, just going for the idea of, because once you're on stage being goofy and the guy who's losing and telling hundreds of people how you've lost in various situations, I think it's very easy to step down from that, actually, and become a vulnerable person on stage.
All right. So with Ari and Sean here, you've got a little bit of an excerpt from this play.
Yes.
I'll present that now.
So we're actually at the very start of the play, and Abby and Zach have already moved to Belleville, France, and everything seems to be happy, and their relationship seems to be going well. And then we hear a knock at the door from Alioun, who is their landlord, and there seems to be an incident with the rent.
How's Mina?
Fine. The kids are fine.
I saw your older one in the
hall. Osman?
Yeah, he's such a little person. He's such a little guy.
He's climbing stairs now, no hands.
This is incredible.
Yes, I want to have another. I want a girl, but Amina.
She's done.
She's done. For now. We'll see.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I really did not expect after our last talk.
What happened? I had it all in the account. This is as of 48 hours ago. What I didn't realize is that she had done all this Christmas shopping on a credit card. And unbeknownst to me, she made like this monumental transfer.
I'm sure there's a very
good
reason.
Which I did not discover until this
morning.
But
it does not matter. I mean, sorry, but I don't care. I don't care why anymore.
Okay.
Listen, my uncle, he looked at the accounts. I hasn't told him because I knew he wasn't allowed it, and I thought you would before he found out. But he saw, and now he's saying he can't trust me. You know my uncle, he raised me since I was 6. A month ago, he was asking me would I like to be his partner. Now he's saying he can't trust me.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
No. I'm not telling you this to feel sorry for me because it's my mistake. I don't know why I even tell you this.
Because
about
we're
uncle.
Friends. Because I feel like shit about putting you in that position. I really do.
It doesn't matter.
It does. It matters to me.
Zach, I need the money. All 4 months you owe me. Right. Soon. Tomorrow or...
Tomorrow?
Okay, Friday. Or you have to go. I'm sorry, but... Do you know how much respect I have for your work?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean that. I told my uncle. I even asked if we could make a deal with you because it's a way that's like giving to charity.
Thanks.
I tried to help, all right?
It shouldn't be a problem, man. I can get it by Friday.
Yes?
Yeah, dude.
Well, good.
An excerpt from the play by Amy Herzog, Belleville. We heard Ari Phillips as Alion, Sean Martin as Zach. Henry Perth is directing this. Now, when people are watching this, the reading on stage, what should they be doing? I mean, usually if you've got a play, there is scenery, there's, you know, you're getting a visual representation of what's going on.
Well, I hope that they're hooked into the story.
Yeah,
I hope that
yeah.
the performances and the staging and the physicalization and the emotional content is strong enough for them to be engaged.
So what's next for Public Fit? I mean, the reading, the staged reading goes off really well tomorrow. What are you looking at on the horizon?
Well, right now we've formed an artistic staff of 6. So that's what we've been doing in the last year is kind of gathering our artistic team. And we've also formed a board of directors and we've met and they're in the process of raising money, fundraising and finding sponsorship so that we can perform our first show in January, February of next year.
Anne-Marie Preth is the artistic director of Public Fit and teaches acting at the College of Southern Nevada. Ari Phillips performs the role of Alion, and Sean Martin performs the role of Zach in the Amy Herzog play Belleville.
Yes.
Thank you all very
Thank
much
you.
For coming.
Thank
Great
you.
To have you here.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
More information, by the way, on the show, which is free and open to the public tomorrow at knprnews.org.